Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by a friend and fellow professional in learning and development, Heather Stewart. Heather, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core competence of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please do start there by telling us a little bit more about yourself. So over to you, Heather, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Absolutely. I've been a learning and development professional for about 20 years, so almost as long as New Leaf. That includes stints at Princess Cruises, Universal Studios Hollywood. My career began working for Applebee's, and in my role there and subsequently at Pinkberry, I led training for new restaurant openings, which meant I supported over 70 new openings for Applebee's and about 40 for Pinkberry in places like Dubai, Kuwait, Guatemala, and Jasper, Indiana. I've held leadership roles and supported nonprofits like JCI, Brenda Mailing Cancer Fund, Girls on the Run Los Angeles, and most recently, Women Empowering Women in Leadership. And I'm a Second City Conservatory graduate. So I like to say that my professional mission is to help people reach their goals, and my personal mission is to make them laugh, and my hope is to always do both. So when I think about how people in organizations can truly be their best, I keep coming back to something that sounds very simple, but it's where most things can fall apart, and that's clarity. The truth is that being clear is being kind. People can't succeed in environments where expectations are unclear or constantly shifting without explanation or interpreted differently depending on who the leader is. My best practice is that leaders have to be aligned. They need to be aligned on goals, on behaviors, and on what success really looks like. And you can't just be aligned on it. You have to be consistently communicating it across all of your teams, because there's nothing that creates frustration faster than thinking you're doing a great job only to hear that you are aiming at the wrong target. You have to say the thing if you're a leader. You have to repeat the thing if you're a leader. And then if that thing changes, you have to communicate that too. Once you have that clarity, it's how you show up that really matters. I created a little way for me to remember the kind of leader I want to be, and I call it TASK. Leadership can be a task, but it also needs to feel intentional. So TASK stands for transparency, accountability, supportive, and kind. Transparency doesn't mean sharing everything. We can't always do that, but it means sharing everything we can. And just as importantly, explaining the why when we can't. People don't expect perfection, but they do expect honesty. And when you create that transparency, you build that foundation of trust. That's the foundation for a high-performing team or organization. Accountability goes both ways. Of course, we need to hold our people accountable to the expectations we set, to the behaviors we expect, to the results we want to get. But just as importantly, we have to hold ourselves accountable as leaders. If we expect ownership, we have to model ownership. If we expect follow-through, we have to demonstrate follow-through. Culture isn't what we say. Culture anywhere is what you're consistently doing. The S in TASK is support. Leadership is human. Are we answering questions? Are we removing barriers? Are we setting our teams up for success? Or are we just assuming they'll figure it out? It also means investing in growth and development, because when people feel like you're invested in them, they're going to invest back in the company. And then I also love kind. Being kind is the easiest part of your job, and it's not a weakness, it's a superpower. It's seeking to understand before jumping to conclusions, recognizing that when someone isn't performing, there's usually a reason. And so our job is to figure out what that is. Do they need more training, more clarification, more support? Most people don't come to work hoping to fail. They want to do well. So when we lead with kindness, we can create environments where people feel safe to try new things, to grow, and to maybe even make mistakes. When I think about best practices, I don't think about complicated frameworks or buzzwords. You have to be clear. You have to be intentional. You have to remember that at its core, leadership is human. And it brings me to my last and favorite ways that organizations can be at their best, and that's try to have a little bit of fun. Smile at work, find time to be human and enjoy the ride. Whether that's bumping yacht rock before a meeting starts, which is my favorite way, or organizing an inclusive event for the team to take a breather. There are so many ways to include fun into your day. Our mutual friend JP says if it's fun, it gets done. So if we can align on expectations, communicate with clarity, lead with that transparency, accountability, support, and kindness, and a little bit of fun, I think we don't just build better teams, we build better organizations. And those are the kind of organizations that are joyful and more human and where growth is something people look forward to. So that's just some of the ways I think organizations and people can be at their very best.
I love that, Heather. And if you haven't trademarked task, I'm thinking about stealing that.
You can have it. We can borrow it. I just need a finder's fee.
if I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. Heather, as has become our tradition, could we close out with a virtual high five?
Oh yeah, I love it. I feel like I don't know how to do it right, but high fives are my love language, so we're great.
Heather,
Thank
thanks
you
ever
so
so
much for
much.
having me.
Thanks ever so much for taking a few minutes with us, Heather, and I'll see you very soon.
That's right.
All right, toodaloo.
Bye.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.